Hi, everybody. I'm Mike, and I'm an alcoholic. I just had this sprung on me about 10 minutes ago, so bear with me. My sober date is 8/31/10. I got about 70 days or so sober. I'm over at HCC still. I was born and raised in Tampa, Florida. Growing up, I had a pretty good childhood, everything a little boy could want. Privileged. But right about age 11 or 12, my mother developed a mental illness. She got a divorce from my dad and moved out, and I would spend weekends with her every other weekend and Thursdays, and gradually things got kind of weird. It was a little hard to handle, and that's about the time I started using alcohol and drugs, and that's something I never really correlated until really recently, which is weird, that's when it really started. And I remember the first time I drank, just the feeling that I got, I really felt like that was the business, like I had been missing out my whole life, and that's what I wanted to feel all the time. Because I read in the Big Book recently that it's every alcoholic's obsession to drink like a normal person. That really wasn't my experience. My experience was I wanted to drink all the time, but act like a normal person. And that really never worked for me. So I started using alcohol about that time that things started getting weird. And I started with just getting drunk and going back to my mom's house, and then slowly just getting drunk and not going back to my mom's house, and eventually stopped going to my mom's house. And she had money, but she didn't pay the payments on the house for some reason, and she moved out, and I haven't seen her since. And and then I went to high school. Things started getting progressively worse and worse. I still did very well in school, surprisingly enough. About junior year, I pretty much stopped going. I would show up once or twice a month, turn a bunch of work in, and take some tests. And strangely enough, they let me pass with that. I had one of my friends call up with my mom every day and tell him I was sick. At senior year, they put a limit on how many times you could do that, and I didn't realize that at the time, so they were going to fail all my classes. So I, of course, being an alcoholic, I printed up doctor's notes and brought them to all my teachers. So I actually got by really well. And I graduated near the top of my class, got a pretty nice scholarship to Florida State. I chose Florida State because I wanted to go somewhere in Florida, but it was far away, and they're the ones that offered me the most money. So I kind of turned out to be my downfall. I went up there and just went wild. The particular kind of alcohol that I like, they don't really have in Tallahassee, and if they do, it's really expensive. So I would drive down to Tampa at first every couple weeks, and then it would be every week, and then eventually every couple of days. And I put about 25,000 miles on my car in about 5 or 6 months. Yeah. Ouch. And I found that even though Tallahassee is a party school, people seem to be offended by the way that I got intoxicated. So, yeah. So I seem to start putting myself around people who kind of partied the way I like to party. I met this one kid in a park one day, and we started hanging out a lot. He actually moved from Miami up to Tallahassee because he was a heroin addict. He wanted to get away from the heroin, and luckily he found me. I actually met him. He was on a bicycle. He asked if I knew my way around town. I said, yeah, where are you trying to go? And then he just laughed at me. So we started hanging out a lot. The money ran out. I would get about a little over $10,000 a semester, and I would be lucky if it lasted 3 or 4 weeks. And so we had to resort to other ways to get money to support my habit. So fraud became a big one. Theft became a big one. You know, and one of our favorite tricks was selling antihistamines outside the clubs. We would just do that at the club until people would come out, get really angry, and move next door. So that went on for a little while. I pretty much stopped going to class completely. Finished the semester, did all right. You know, B's, couple A's, surprisingly. I took some pretty interesting classes. I took dinosaurs and disasters, so I guess that might have been why I did so well. So we got into robbing people because I wanted to get intoxicated. That seemed an easy way. This guy was kind of scary, so it was easy. We had this one trick. I had these handcuffs with the pink fur on them. We took off the fur, and then when I would go to buy the alcohol, my buddy would come out and arrest them, which really just involved putting them in handcuffs, taking their wallet, and leaving them on the pavement. And, one time we did that, went to this, he ate all the alcohol immediately, so we just took his wallet to this other kid, and there was about $200 in the wallet. We asked for about $500 worth of alcohol. My friend gave him the $200, threw him the kid's ID because he knew him, and he said, you know, you better get out of the car or this is going to happen to you. And so we went back to Tallahassee, and 2 days later he calls us up and says, hey, I've got some real cheap alcohol. And it never crossed my mind that that could be a problem. So we drove to Tampa, got arrested. I'm sure some people here have had experience with the Green Team. They're not nice. I was always wondering why they came out with like ski masks and machine guns and laser sights, but looking back on it, it's probably because my friend got on the phone that night and said, if you're the cops, you're never gonna forget me as long as you live, and you're gonna have to earn your pay tonight. That really never happened. So they came out. The second we saw the lights, he took the alcohol, cheeked it, and we took it to jail. Got arrested for conspiracy to traffic alcohol. And then the cop was trying to interrogate me, and the only thing that he was saying, there was a 3-year minimum mandatory prison sentence, and the only thing I was thinking was how often I was going to be able to get drunk in jail. And that was the truth. And for that, he got 5 years prison. I got ROR'd to a treatment center, or what I thought was a treatment center. If anyone knows what Narcanon is, don't go there. Don't go there. Yeah. So I went through that, got out, lasted about 4 minutes, and then went out for another year, did some more experimenting, and then I went to HCC. And looking back on that, I did want to get sober, but I just didn't want to have to do any work or walk through any pain, so I didn't really get any results. I pretty much was using the first 3-4 months I was there and then tried to hold out as long as I could, which didn't work. I left for 2 weeks, did some more experimenting, and was back very promptly. This time I actually got a sponsor and started working the steps. And I always hear the cliche, you know, like, why is it so, like, it was so hard for me before, and they asked me what changed, and that's really what it is. And I really never bought into it before. my concept of God, like, I believed in God, but I was pretty indifferent. I thought he was just kind of blind to what I was doing. And it was really cool to find a God personal to me that works in my life. My sponsor's taken me through the steps pretty quickly. I'm on my 9th step right now, something I never thought I would be doing. And it was easy. I mean, the first week was terrible. That one day at a time thing was something I really had to do. And then the obsession, cliche again, was lifted. And, you know, I'm really happy today. I got relationships back in my life. I can actually have friends again, because before I would just be nice to you and smile and then rip you off when you weren't looking. So that's been my experience so far. I'm about to get out of day treatment and do a halfway house program and get a job, get back in school, and try to get my life back. So I just owe it all to you guys. Thank you.